Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Suffice it to say, I don't feel the need to be politically correct when using the word man. Additionally, when I refer to man in any title or any of my writings, I'm referring to the totality of all human beings known as mankind, to include both man and woman. I've never been much on political correctness simply because I want to know exactly how people talk, so I know exactly how they think, which tells me exactly who they are, even if what they say doesn't sound or feel good. If you listen close enough, people will tell you exactly who they are, and it is at that point that you can either choose to keep your distance or get closer to them. Today over lunch, my daughter Carmen and I were chatting about rising signs when I told her how interesting it was that the Leo rising I met in Nashville on Tuesday night was so Leo. I was truly fascinated to see that she really was this beautiful lioness, just like another Leo rising I charted and eventually met. I was so nervous about meeting this girl that I actually stabbed myself in the mouth with my fork while eating. We laughed. Then I said, "I'm so nervous." And she said, "You're nervous, me too." I told Carmen if the Leo called and said that her birth time was wrong, I wouldn't have believed it for a second. She was definitely a Leo. Interestingly enough, the Leo and my daughter Carmen, a Leo, are born a day apart in the same year, which of course makes them the same age. Both of them may be young, but they sure are old. Carmen knows me well enough to know that I don't reveal one thing about another person through my work or otherwise, especially without the other person's permission. I just wouldn't do it. There's just something karmically wrong with that, not to mention it's severely unattractive to be talking about someone else's business when it's no one else's business. And a Leo wouldn't even think about breaking someone else's confidence simply because they value loyalty. Carmen never asked what we talked about. We just talked about birth times and rising signs. This led us into the conversation about birth times. I've had many conversations with people who told me when they were supposed to be born. They might have been born 2 weeks early, 1 week late, or they were a few months premature. For example, Carmen was due 2 weeks earlier than when she arrived, which would have made her a Cancer. She was 2 weeks late. I told Carmen, "God didn't make a mistake, man did. You were calculated to be born from the information I gave the doctor. That's what he was going by, plus all the other calculating factors that predict a birth." In other words, folks, no matter what, you are born when you are supposed to be born. There is no should have or would have. There is only what is. And what is that you are here when you arrived, and that is your truth. You are not a mistake. You are not supposed to be another sign, or you'd be that sign. I've had people who want me to calculate their natal chart based on the date they were due. Well, that's impossible, because it's not your truth. That date doesn't exist because you arrived at the date, time, and location when you did. There is no other you. Then there are others who believe if their mother had not had a miscarriage before them, they wouldn't be here today, because the other child would be here, thereby replacing them. Wrong again. That is a mistake in thinking by man. You are here and who you are because God is perfect and knows what he's doing. You can only be on purpose. The really cool thing is nothing stopped you from being born. Nothing. And here you are, living proof. No matter what man does, says, or thinks, you are going to arrive when God says you will, period. God doesn't make mistakes, folks. Man does. Now, get out there. Go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Denada gohayon. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.